This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Top of the hour here on your Live Bet Saturday here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. I am Brad Taylor along with Will Hill. And we are broadcasting live from the Circus Sportsbook here in Franklin, Kentucky at the Mid Gaming Hall as we get you through your Saturday afternoon of college football from a handicapping perspective. And it feels like now I've been watching this LSU-Oklahoma game for 45 minutes, and we're not even 5 minutes through the first quarter. That's what you do when you're playing an under and a big dog. That's kind of how you see these games as we're going on now. Oregon and Washington, and Oregon up 3-0 on Washington as we see a live betting line in this one. Oregon now a much bigger favorite than they've been, as they're sitting here as a 10.5-point favorite right now in the live betting lines here. Will, anything as we see Tennessee just gets a rushing touchdown here against Vandy. So they're up 6-0, extra point pending. 3:49 left first quarter. Anything you're seeing in these 3 o'clock, 3:30 window starts Eastern time that kind of trips your fancy as we go forward here?
If you were waiting for the plus price on Vandy to get on the other side of 3, I believe you can probably get it right now as we're up to, 6.5. I like that plus 6.5. I think, all right, Tennessee's got the lead now, but Vandy's getting the ball. Vandy will get the ball to start the third quarter when we get there. There's going to be plenty of points. There's going to be plenty of back and forth. I really like that 6.5. And here's the thing is bettors. When you're getting plus 2, 2.5, you're like, man, I really want the 3, 3.5. When you're getting the 6.5, man, I really want the 7, 7.5. I get it at some point. Maybe, you know what, if you got a 3 and out from Vandy, you're going to get on that side of the number. But I think this is probably a good time to jump in on Vandy plus the 6.5. I think that's a decent bet right now.
Yeah, shop around, as we always say. I'm looking at DraftKings right now. It's 4.5 for Vandy. And speaking of lines where you should shop around, Jared Moore kind of pointed this out to us during the break. Right now, we talked about live betting lines and maybe looking forward to the conference championship games. We said at FanDuel, Ohio State, a 6.5-point favorite. Right now at DraftKings, Ohio State, a 4.5-point favorite. Derek Stevens has been on my show before in Lexington, Kentucky, and he will even tell you, hey, the best thing you could do is get several accounts, have several outs, and shop. Always be shopping around. And you think, well, two points isn't that big a deal. In a spot like this, when you, especially a conference championship game, the difference between 4.5 and 6.5, it may not seem like much, Will, but it's a huge difference.
Doesn't seem like it makes a difference until it does. I mean, there's going to be plenty of times where you get the best of the number and it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Who cares about CLV? All it takes as a bettor, all it takes is you to lose one big bet when you took 3.5 and you could have gotten 4.5 and it lands right on 4. And there's just no worse feeling as a bettor than that, when you get burned because you didn't shop. Now, sometimes, you know what, you make a bet, the line moves against you. You can't always be on the right side of these line moves. We don't have a crystal ball, but if there's a better line out there, you got to get it, obviously. And I would phrase it this way. If you make 20 bets, if it matters once out of 20 bets, just think about the math. If you go 10-10 with the juice, you're a losing bettor. You need a real job. If you go 11-9, you're 55%. You're living in a mansion like Brad Taylor, living on a golf course somewhere, you know, on a boat. And you are styling, you're in good shape at 55%. So that's 1 out of 20 bets. The difference between, you know, heaven and hell, 10-10, you're losing with the juice, 11-9, you're winning long-term. And that's just 1 out of 20. So, you know, 1 out of 20 doesn't seem like a lot, but that's the thin line there between winning and losing.
Absolutely. That 52.38%. That's something we all strive to hit. And the line between 52 and 53, it's very thin. And going forward, that's what we all try to do, because even the best in the world, Billy Walters, best sports gambler in the world, he never hit 60% against the spread, but he had to play the game. And that's why, you know, even, you know, Derek Stevens will talk about how he takes Billy Walters' action now. And that's one of the few people in the desert that will take his action. So yeah, it's shopping around is the best thing you can do. Tennessee clicks down the extra point. It is now 7-0 Tennessee over Vandy, and the live betting line, DraftKings, I just saw it flash. Tennessee now a 3.5-point favorite on your live betting line. Total 61.5. So like Will was saying earlier, when you get a turnover that big early in the game, right at the goal line, and the other team has to take a long time to go the other way, that could really affect your total. Washington now with the ball against Oregon. Oregon still up 3-0, 8.5-point favorite in the live betting line. Total 48.5 there. And LSU and Oklahoma. The clock keeps ticking, but it's very slow. 9 minutes left, first quarter. How come all these other games go so much faster than the clock in Norman, Oklahoma? Somebody needs to check that out. Oklahoma with the ball now, about 3rd and 10 on their own 25, as that's a nothing-nothing game. Anything catching your eye right now, Will, in these 3:30 starts? Because we got some good ones, I feel like, in these ranked games going down this afternoon.
I'm with you because I'm sweating out this first quarter under LSU Oklahoma. I'm feeling good, but it feels like there should be 8 minutes left in the second quarter, not 8 minutes left in the first quarter. We've had a bunch of possessions. Oklahoma threw a pick and almost got returned for a touchdown. And you know what? If LSU ever won this game, or if Oklahoma wins this game and it's a close game, remember the play by Mateer to chase down the interceptor and knock him out of bounds and save what was 7 points, because it looked like after the interception, it was going to be run back for a touchdown. Mateer saved it. He made the tackle. Oklahoma gets the interception on the next play. And as I'm saying that, a big play from Mateer through the air to cross midfield. So Oklahoma, maybe with a little bit of a drive going, a game where we haven't gotten much offense, they have the ball first down just inside of LSU territory at the plus 48. And they're going to hurry up. They're trying to get a little pace. Little screen pass picks up maybe 3 yards. So tick, 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 Brad. It's not going fast enough, but the clock is moving here. Under 8 minutes left, Oklahoma, LSU. We didn't expect a lot of points, and so far we're seeing that play out.
Also, big play from Washington getting out of their deep end of the field. Now they're close to midfield. Their own 43, first down as they run it up the middle, and they get about four here. They're close to midfield on a second down as we're seeing Oregon and Washington now. About midway through the first quarter there, about 7 minutes to go, first quarter. Oregon's still up 3-0 in that one. And like you said, LSU and Oklahoma, they've been playing for an hour and a half already. And, Vandy, Tennessee, they're getting ready to kick off here. Vandy, a 3.5-point dog live betting here. So, yeah, the 3:30 games going hopefully well so far. Are there any games kind of off the radar here other than the top 25 that you're keeping an eye on, that you might have a little bit of pizza money action on, that you're seeing so far in the non-power games, so to speak?
Not as much as usual. Again, a little bit of a lighter slate here as we cross through Thanksgiving. We had a bunch of games on Friday, the games on Thursday. So, I could throw it back to you. BYU leads UCF by 20. I mean, UTEP, Delaware, does that do anything for you? UAB down 10-7 to Tulsa. Syracuse up 6-3 on Boston College, Penn State up 14-7 on Rutgers. So we got three great games to keep an eye on. They're fun. They're all on at the same time. They're all important in terms of the college football playoff picture. But outside of that, I feel like the lesser games, it's just some of these teams kind of playing out the string here.
I totally agree with that. We do see a touchdown for Arkansas. They go up, they tie the game. It's 7-6, extra point pending. Arkansas and Missouri there. And yes, I do have an eye on Central Florida. They were getting 17.5 here. This was one of my plays earlier in the day. This game started about 1 o'clock Eastern. Now they're down 20. So they have the ball, and hopefully they will get a backdoor cover, as we love in terms of the sports gambling world. No shame in a backdoor cover, as Vandy now has the ball. Their own 25 as it's first down here with Diego Pavia. And he will drop back to pass. Well, we think he is. Yeah. And he keeps the ball and gets nothing out of that play. So about 3.5 minutes to go in the first quarter there. Washington now on the Oregon side of the field. So as we look at Washington, Will and I both, Will had talked me into Washington there, and I thought it was good stuff. We see the live betting line now back to where it was, 7.5. Oregon still favored here over Washington in the live betting lines. So, yeah, anything in the as we see now, LSU and Oklahoma, apparently they're running the ball up the middle now. 6.5 minutes to go first quarter there. Nothing, nothing. And we just watched the clock go tick, 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 tick. And Norman, your thoughts on these games right now, the big boy games, as we're looking at them here, Will?
Yeah, if you're LSU, you really, I mean, not to ever say 7-0 is the death knell. And Wake Forest trails Duke 14-3. That's an important game, obviously, too. ACC implications. You don't want to give up 7. You can live with 3. You know what? 3 is not the end of the world. But with your lack of offense and how good Oklahoma's defense is, especially at home, boy, that 7 would feel like 27 if you're LSU. So as we're saying that, Oklahoma, another first down. They are creeping towards the red zone. you got to stand tall here and either get a turnover or hold them to a field goal attempt. Who knows? Maybe they miss, maybe you block it, but a seven here, you can't afford too many of those if you're LSU with how limited you are on offense.
Washington punts. That's the bad news, but the good news for them is that they down it at the 4-yard line, it looks like, as the player goes in the end zone and bats it backwards. So, yeah, Oregon will be starting deep in their own end, it looks like, as Oklahoma. Now, an incomplete pass. That'll bring up a second down. 5:21 first quarter, Will. So we're holding on to that. We're holding on to that one. And Vandy is already back to midfield on Tennessee. So the over players feeling pretty good about that one. And is it still too early, maybe? 60.5 is your total in Vandy, Tennessee. Anyone one way or the over that total here?
Wouldn't play under. I want no part of an under in this game. Yeah. I think this could be a back and forth game. Winner up in the high 30s, maybe even the 40s. I'd still look towards the over. I know you've burned a good part of a quarter here, and that's still a high total to get to, but I want no part of that under.
I am here in Kentucky, Will, but it is horse racing, the horse racing capital of the world. And do you think you could out-handicap one of our own? Well, here's your chance. First Bet is giving you a free chance to take down VSiN's Mike Somich in a 5-race showdown on Saturday, December 6th. We're taking the H. Allen Jerkins at Gulfstream and 4 graded stakes at Aqueduct, including the G2 Cigar Mile. Just submit your $2 win place mythical picks and try to end the day with more money than Mike. Anyone who does will split the $5,000 grand prize credited right to your First Bet account. Contest opens this Thursday, December 4th at first.com/VSIN. That's 1st.com/VSIN. Free to enter, bragging rights, bucket of pride included. Coming up next, more Live Bet Saturday here on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
From the Circa Sportsbook in Franklin, Kentucky, in the Mid Gaming Hall, I am Brad Taylor, along with Will Hill, here on your Live Bet Saturday. And we've got college football action going on. A crazy play just now in Knoxville with Vandy completing a pass, fumbling, Tennessee having it, fumbling, and Vandy got it back. And now Vandy is driving on Tennessee, on their side of the field. About a minute 20 now to go first quarter as Diego Pavia is driving his Commodores at about the Tennessee 28-yard line going in. So, yeah, a crazy game right there. Vandy and Tennessee, and it being here on the Tennessee border in Kentucky, you can hear the gang back here behind us at the sportsbook yell with every play. And Vandy looks like they've just run the ball into the end zone. Touchdown, Vandy. And this game will be tied after the extra point. Will Hill, your thoughts on what's happening in these games, especially Vandy getting another 6 or their first 6 against Tennessee here?
I'm about to bet Tennessee on the money line, -115, to go with my Vandy +6.5. So we could just keep going back and forth here. And you know what? I know you're paying some juice on each bet, and I don't necessarily I don't know. Is that a good strategy? That's just how I'm playing it. I like taking the 6.5. I like taking Tennessee on the money line. For now, I'll set it out, and I got a nice, you know, 6-point middle here, and you kind of get the idea. I think that's how you play this game, where it's going to be back and forth. Tennessee's going to score, you take Vandy. Vandy's going to score, you jump in on Tennessee. Yeah. And, you know, look, you can feel like if you took Tennessee plus the points, you got a good bet in a game that's now basically a pick 'em. I wouldn't mind just riding that out. I understand that, but from my perspective, I think this is a good game where you can try to shoot for a middle. So should be a lot of fun, even though we had a kind of a dead first 7 or 8 minutes. You look up and we're what, still 52 seconds, almost a minute left in the first quarter. And we got 14 points on the board and we're back up to that pre-flop of 65.5 here, Brad.
Yes, good point by you. But another great case scenario in Norman, Oklahoma. Oklahoma only got a field goal on that last drive and they are now up 3-0 on LSU. With 4:27 left in the first quarter, LSU with the ball, second down and 10 on their own end of the field. And, yeah, it doesn't look like they're going to be exactly lining it up and down the field anytime soon. Jeez. But the first quarter under and that game under, yeah, as of the moment, knock on wood, looks good for LSU getting the points against Oklahoma, because we just saw the quarterback once again throw a ball that I don't think many decent quarterbacks in the league would be throwing, to say the least. Oregon and Washington. Washington with the ball now, and they are past midfield on Oregon, and they are still down 3-0 as we're kind of getting close to the end of the first quarter in a lot of these early games especially. Your thoughts on the big games, the big three games we're watching here, Will, right now?
I'll just look. I'll double down on this. By the way, Wake Forest has added a touchdown, so it's now 14-10 Duke. That's in a game with some ACC implications. Duke was a small favorite before the game. Duke's been really disappointing. Had a bunch of losses, bad on defense. We'll see if Wake, you know, is live in that game. I don't see how LSU scores. I'll just double down on it. I'll check a live team total prop. I told you before the game, I wanted to see a price on LSU to get shut out. If you were going to give me like 4 or 5 to 1, is another ball fires into the dirt for LSU, and they're going to have to punt here 4th and 10. Boy, their best play on offense might be to punt and hope Oklahoma muffs it and they could jump on it, because this is just a hideous offense. I'd love to check the stats when we get a moment to see if LSU, how many yards they have. Do they have a first down? Have they done anything on offense? Because every time you look up, and they were gifted a possession on the plus like 6-yard line from their defense, and they still did nothing with it. Right now, team props, team total, under LSU, the under is 9.5. I'm just going to add a little more here. Under team total, 9.5 for LSU. What the hell? It's a betting show. Let's bet. Under 9.5 team total for LSU.
I like your style, Will. I really do. By the way, total yards in that game so far, Oklahoma 66, LSU 10. And like you said, they were gifted a possession on the Oklahoma 5 and still couldn't do anything with it. Yeah, if you find that scoreless LSU prop, tell us before you put your action down on it and screw the lines up for the rest of us. So, yeah, you'll kill the odds for the rest of it if you do that. So, yeah, tell us before you put your action down on that. But speaking of games with a history, you talked about it earlier, Florida and Florida State, the national championship in 1997. Free Shoes University, 31-31 tie, the choke at Doak Stadium. We've got another one tonight, Florida and Florida State. So what do we do in this game? Because, well, it's a 4:30 start Eastern time. Florida currently 1.5-point favorite most places here. Total is 49. We may be seeing some weather here, maybe, but it ain't the good old days of Bobby Bowden playing a tough schedule against Steve Spurrier at Free Shoes University. But do you still have some interest in this game from a handicapping perspective, Will?
Not really. I had Florida last week, plus the points. I thought they'd be live in the swamp against Tennessee. And boy, before the national anthem was over, that thing was like 21-0 Tennessee. If I had bet it, if you made me, and you can't make me, I would take Florida. I just think they have better players. Look at what Florida State's done on the road the past couple of years. I don't think Florida State's won a road game since the Obama administration, basically. It's been a disaster. That 2023 year, they went undefeated. That's the last time I think they won a road game, and it's crazy to look back Labor Day and think this team smacked around Alabama the way they did. But their road results have been awful. Florida still, even though, look, the season's gone off the rails for them, still a team that beat Texas at home. They've had some moments here. I know they've had a bunch of injuries and the schedule's gotten to them. It's a brutal, brutal schedule they've played. There's just more NFL talent, I feel like, on the Gator side, plus your home rivalry game. What the hell? Are you talking me into a Florida bet? I hope not, but you know what? We'll call it a small play on Florida on the money line the more I talk it through. But here's the thing when you bet a game like this, if you lose, you're like, what the hell did I bet on? I mean, do I really need to bet? Of all these games, I'm going to bet on Florida State, but I can't look at Florida State. I'll put it that way.
Don't force it, Will. I mean, I know it's the last day of the regular season for college football, and we get desperate in a time like this because there's a Hawaii game tonight that I'm going to have some action on later, and it's going to be the last game of the last day of the regular season because we love the Hawaii games. Hawaii is my favorite team. Do I love them? No, it's because they play late at night, and you get this, the get back game, the Hawaii home game every time. So, yeah, you don't have to play them, but yeah, I'm with you. This is one I don't want any part of because whatever you play, it's not going to go your way and you're going to regret it the rest of the night. So that's a good spot there as we go forward.
If I made you bet it, who would you pick?
Oh, me probably. I'd probably go Florida State just to be different than you and have a bucket of pride on it. But this is a game I have no take on. The line here started 2.5. And right now, you see Florida, 1.5-point favorite some places. Circa's got it picked right now. And with some places have a 1.5 for Florida, other 1.5 for Florida State. It's a coin flip. for, I think, both of us. And we see the betting splits. There's a lot of money here on Florida State. That's why this month, this thing has come down towards Florida State from the opener. Yeah, this is one I just don't want any part of. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm curious what the case you make for Florida State. And we've probably spent too much time on a Florida State game already, but
yes,
I will say, keep this in mind for this final week and bowl games. These games lined at 1.5, 1, 2, 2.5. You think, oh, you know what? It's not going to land on 1, 1.5. Bowl games, especially the lesser ones, the crappier ones, or a game between Florida State where both teams are out of it. If it's ever a 7-point game late and the other team scores a touchdown, a lot of times they say, you know what, we're 4-8. Who the hell cares? Let's go for 2, and the game can land on one way or another. So those 1.5s, 2s, you know, this late in the season when you have two teams that are out of it, or bowl games, especially early in bowl season, extra valuable.
Looks like we just got a turnover in Norman when Oklahoma goes for it on 4th down, and they could not make it. Great for your first quarter under. Great for your game under. Look at LSU. They have now the ball close to midfield on Oklahoma. Maybe they should just punt now and pin Oklahoma back deep as far as they can. But LSU with the ball. The Oklahoma 49, 1st down. And just like on the punt return, when they try to reverse, they're going to try to end around on this one, and they get a few yards. Vandy in Tennessee now in the second quarter, 7-7. Tennessee with the ball on their own end of the field. And they run it to about their own 42. It'll be 2nd down there. And plenty of action here on this College Football Saturday. The first quarter just ended with Oregon still up 3-0 on Washington. Any plays right now? If we're looking at the big three games right now, any plays you would make, Will?
I mentioned LSU team total under 9.5 before. I'm sure you probably get a better number because they're at midfield, and Tennessee on the money line to go with my Vandy plus 6.5. So those are the two I've added. I'm good with those two. I feel good about them.
We just got a 15-yard face mask on Oklahoma to get LSU as close as you'll probably see in the rest of the day, barring a turnover. So, yeah, LSU better have a good kicker for a spot like this. But as we talk about being in a spot like this, it was holiday week this week, and it's Black Friday. Are you not a VSiN subscriber yet, the pro style? This is your chance. Our Black Friday special is live, and for just $60, you'll get full VSiN Pro access to everything we offer all the way through May 1st. That includes daily best bets from hosts and guests, real-time betting splits like we use on this show from DraftKings, Circa, and Bracco, AI-powered prop tools, and weekly receiver-corner matchup edges, 24/7 video, replays, coverage of every major sport, going through the spring from football to hoops to March Madness, NFL Draft to Masters. Our biggest new subscriber offer of the year is here. Don't wait. VSiN.com/subscribe now. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. More football coming up right here next on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
From Franklin, Kentucky, and the Circa Sportsbook, here at the Mint Gaming Hall, I am Brad Taylor, along with Will Hill on your Live Bet Saturday. And when we go to commercial, you miss a lot here in college football. Vanderbilt has just scored. They are up 13-7 now on Tennessee. Extra point now pending, and that is up and good. Vandy, now a 3.5-point favorite live betting. And the total here back up to where it was before, 69.5, a very nice total there. We also saw the end of the first quarter in Norman, Oklahoma, and LSU let the clock run out, much to our celebration here, as Oklahoma now up 3-0 at the end of the first quarter on LSU. Live betting line, Oklahoma only a 6.5-point favorite here. Total 32.5, your live total betting line. Oregon and Washington currently. Yeah, they're Oregon now with the ball, and they're up 3-0. Current betting line, 9.5, they're favored. Total 41.5. Will, what do you think about these big three games right now? One commercial break, we see all kinds of things change, and congratulations on your first quarter under in Norman with the LSU and the Sooners.
Yeah, and for those that didn't see it, it got sweatier than it needed to be. Oklahoma goes for it yes, midfield, which usually I'm a go-for-it guy, and I'm not going to criticize them. I think that's probably the right move. But with LSU's inability to move the ball, don't you just punt and pin them? I'm kind of surprised. I didn't see how, you know, what the down to gain was, what the amount to gain was. So maybe it was the right call. But then a personal foul face mask, a personal foul roughing the passer. The next thing you know, LSU's got a drive that's inside the 10-yard line. You think, wow, am I going to lose this first quarter under with basically, 15 yards of offense? I'm sure if we still look, LSU doesn't have more than, I don't know, like if you don't count penalties, like what, 15, 20 yards of offense? If that, they've done nothing on offense, but here they are as we start the second quarter with a chance to, maybe punch one in here. It's going to be hard for them with their lack of offense to punch one in, but that team total under 13.5 and 9.5, not the friend of these 15, 30 yards worth of penalties here, which Oklahoma is providing. If I'm Venables, I'm furious. I say, you know what, guys, don't be stupid. This team stinks on offense. We've got a great defense. I know you want to be aggressive, and there's a thin line between being aggressive and stupid, but you cross that line. You can't just hand this team the game. We're home. We got a chance to go to the playoffs. This team is dead. They can't score. Let's not give them life and give them 30 yards worth of penalties. Terrible job by Oklahoma defensively.
Between quarters, ESPN interviewing Frank Wilson, the interim LSU coach. I think they're asking him, Lane Kiffin, when is he arriving, and is he coming in at halftime for a pep talk speech? As we see LSU now snapping the ball from the Oklahoma side of the field, and it looks like they ran another end around. He looks like he was going to throw it, but he goes out of bounds. Yeah. 2-yard loss, typical LSU, third and goal now from about the 13-yard line going in. And with LSU, anything can happen in a spot like that. And we do mean anything, both good and bad. Oregon, Washington. Oregon now driving to the Washington side of the field here. It's a fourth down. And we're going to see if they go for it or not. It looks like they're going to go for this. Fourth down on the Washington side of the field, just outside the red zone, I think, right now. So it's a spot where they can get a three pretty easy. But they're going to go for it here. And Vandy still up 14-7 on Tennessee here. This Oregon play, this is a big one for Washington, as we see the live betting lines are going to really switch here. Oregon currently 9.5-point favorite on the live betting line, 4th and 1 on the 21 of Washington, Will.
Yeah, Lanning's an aggressive coach here, 4th and 1. I have no problem with this decision. I don't love the idea that it's 4th and 1 and your quarterback is going to take the snap like 6 yards behind where you have to go for first downs, but that's just what they do. They run an option, and they're going to get it, and they're going to get plenty more as Oregon doesn't quite reach the end zone, but it's going to be 1st and goal from about the 3. That play was well-designed. He just put Washington in a tough spot having to defend the quarterback and respect his ability to pick it up. He pitches it and times it perfectly, and it's a big gain here for Oregon. Look, I liked Washington, and you could have said they got away with a hold there. I think that right tackle did get away with a hold. It wasn't called. He grabbed the shoulder pad of the defensive end for Washington, who had a beat on it, and that penalty is going to cost Washington here. It looks like Oregon is going to punch it in. Look, if you're Washington, you got to score some points here. You're not going to shut Oregon down. With your defense, your offense is your best side of the ball. You got pro guys on that side of the ball on offense. If you're the Huskies, you got to score here. So Oregon is in the end zone. It looks like Moore kept it himself, yep, and it's going to be 10-0 if the extra point is good. 9-0 for the moment with an extra point coming. Slow start for Washington as we keep an eye on some of these underdogs. And 3rd and goal for LSU. Boy, they just run it up the middle and say, you know what, let's not screw it up. They're probably going to settle for a field goal here. So this is twice now. LSU has been handed the ball. First time they were handed the ball inside the 5-yard line, inside the 10-yard line from their defense off an interception. Now they're giving the ball at midfield from their defense. They get 30 yards of penalties, and they still can't punch it in. So it's about to be 3-3 here. If LSU can kick this field goal, it should be a chip shot. This is like a 20-something yard field goal. So this is the rock fight we expected, Brad. Just a lot of ugly offense, a lot of good defense, and just I would say typical SEC football. This is more like a Big Ten game, though. This is an ugly, ugly football game. Not a lot of moving the ball, not a lot of explosive plays on offense. As the field goal is up, it is good, and we are tied at 3. I'm sure you're feeling – let me ask you, are you feeling good about this, or are you thinking if you're LSU, man, I got nothing going on offense. I better keep playing some good defense here.
It's just you're going to fake it till you make it. I mean, this is going to all come down eventually, but it's just how long can you hold on? And that's, I think, what LSU is. How long can they hold faking it, that they're good enough to stay with them? But, yeah, big 3-3 now midway. I don't want to say midway, but a little bit, a couple minutes through the first quarter now. And the live betting lines here, LSU still an 8.5-point dog on the live betting line, but the total live 30.5. That's a far cry from 36.5 that it was before the game. And we heard the roar just behind us here just a second ago. Tennessee puts up another touchdown, and we are sitting 14-14 in Knoxville. Number 14, Vanderbilt. Number 19, Tennessee. Current betting line, Vandy's still a 1.5 favorite, but this total, 73.5. Your thoughts on Tennessee and Vandy, as ever since that first interception from Pavia at the goal line, it has been up and down the field for both teams here in this one, Will.
Yeah, what was it? It's just like 5-7 minutes ago, maybe a little longer than that. You asked me about the total at 16.5, and I said it'd be over or nothing. Maybe we should take the over. Obviously it's easy to say now, but Wisher jumped in on that. This is just going to be a back and forth. There's going to be basketball and grass, so I think the winner's probably going to get in the 40s here. I would still go over 73.5 if anything. It's just tough doing this when you could have had 60.5 just a few minutes ago, and now you're going to bet over 73.5. That's usually not a good recipe. But again, I want no part of the under in a good live betting situation, a good live betting game where if Tennessee gets a lead, you take Vandy plus the points. Vandy ties it, you take Tennessee on the money line, and you can just go back and forth because you're going to see a lot of swings here in the live action. That's what we talked about before the game, and that's really played out so far. You could have got a bunch of teams and a bunch of different numbers so far just through, what, a quarter and a half? I mean, we got a long way to go, Brad. This is not going to be this is not going to be a 20-17 final. This is going to be a lot of scoring here.
We got our shovels. We're digging in for a big day of college football. There's still more than 10 minutes to go in the second quarter of that game. So it's not like, we're getting towards halftime. Both these teams are probably going to be in the 20s before we get to halftime. And that would definitely be a recipe for a big total. 75.5 now your total in Knoxville. Vandy and Tennessee. That is the complete antithesis of LSU and Oklahoma, using some big words there. Speaking of antithesis, it does say that we did flip over to a game, Wisconsin and Minnesota, 4 minutes to go in the second quarter there. There's snow on the field, and it's 3-0. Why didn't we know about that one before we started? Because that's a snow game waiting to happen, and they just finally got 3 points on the board in that one, Will. Why we should have get the live under in that one? Where is that one?
Yeah, but as you talk about all the time, it's more the wind that creates the under than the snow. Now, sometimes if you get to the point where it's like a foot of snow and nobody can move, then it just becomes a slog. But sometimes, as long as the wind's okay, it's actually harder to play defense because the defense is slipping around. The offense knows where they're going. And if you get a quarterback, I remember, plenty of games where the Patriots played in snow and Brady would just carve these teams up because it's hard to keep your footing. It's hard to cover people. But, Minnesota, Wisconsin, you can't go wrong with an under. We'll keep an eye on that game. A lot of these teams too, I think Minnesota's one of them. I know Marshall was one of them. A lot of these teams too, if you bet the over under season win totals, a lot of it comes down to the final week. So even though these games don't matter for playoffs or bowls, a lot of win totals at stake for some of these games. As we continue to update this live action, Oregon takes a lead 10-0 with a touchdown, a pretty good kick return, a really good kick return by Washington. I thought for a moment he had a chance to run it back all the way, but he gets tackled just shy of midfield. I'll say Washington's going to start at their own 45. Nice little 5-yard run. So important for Washington here. A big underdog. You're down 10-0. You got to get the next score. If it's 17-0 Oregon, you can forget it. Oregon's going to run and hide here. A very important sequence here in this game.
And Oklahoma just punts it back to LSU. What could LSU do with the ball on their own end of the field? Hope for some penalties, apparently. But LSU now has the ball back in Norman. And, of course, we talked about that Minnesota game in the snow. Live total on that game right now, 23.5. Act accordingly, if you know what we're saying. But coming back after this, we will get back to the big games here in college football from a live betting perspective with myself, Brad Taylor, and Will Hill here on Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
From the Circus Sportsbook here in Franklin, Kentucky, the Bit Gaming Hall, I am Brad Taylor, along with Will Hill on your Live Bet Saturday here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network in Knoxville. We have 8 minutes to go. Second quarter, Vandy and Tennessee. Still 14-14. Vandy was driving and got intercepted. And Tennessee has just run one in, as the crowd behind me here at the sportsbook goes up in cheering for their beloved Tennessee Vols as a 35-yard touchdown for Tennessee puts them up 20-14, extra point pending. Current line on the live betting, Tennessee now a 4.5-point favorite. Total live in game, 77.5. Will, we talk about the bets we don't make are than win are more painful than the ones we do make and lose.
Yes.
Is that going to be one of the ones that we talk about this one here?
I'm looking now for a first half line. What's the first half total? 44.5. Are we going to get 10 more points in the first half? I think we are. I'm going to play over 44.5 in the first half here. You just need 10 more. You've still got almost half the quarter left. Usually no matter what, you get that cheap field goal before the half where somebody goes in the 2-minute drill and you kick a field goal. I'm going to take, you get this at DraftKings, over 44.5. And as I say that, boy, they moved the juice on me big time as I said that. It was minus 125. Let's see if I gave it to me. No. Boy, they spun me and gave me minus 148. What the hell? I'll live with it. Minus 148, over 44.5. Let's root for some more points here. Late to the party, but better late than never. I still think it's a good bet. Not happy that they spun me for the extra 20-something cents, but you know, doing the live show and betting, it's hard to keep track of it both at the same time. But it just feels like this is going to be one of those kind of games where I keep saying the winner is going to be in the 40s. Maybe the winner is in the 50s. And I will say, Pavi has thrown 2 interceptions now. Any chance of him at a Heisman, that's a great story. I don't see it. I think he's pretty much dead. And I know buddies of mine got him at big tickets. He had to come out and play great and win the game. I feel like that you can kind of cross him off. Now, maybe if he comes back and leaves a game-winning drive, maybe. But throwing 2 picks here, I'm sure those odds have moved here. I don't have those in Connecticut. But Pavia's Heisman candidacy taking a big hit right now.
Current odds for the Heisman: Mendoza plus 110, Sayin plus 150, and Pavia 15-1. So as you say, it's a 2-horse race with maybe Jeremiah Love of Notre Dame getting the running back factor in that one. He's plus 450. Is it Mendoza, or would you take maybe a Love or maybe a Sayin, depending on what we see next week in the Big Ten championship game? Because Sayin could come from behind if Ohio State wins that game big next week, right?
What's the number on Sayin?
Plus 150 for him, plus 110 for Mendoza.
Yeah. Boy, I missed the boat. He was like 4-1, I think, this week. I know they beat Michigan, and it's not like he did a ton. I don't see a great bet there, to be honest. If I had to do anything, it's tough because I feel like Ohio State's going to win the game, but I feel like there's an appetite to give it to Mendoza. I'd probably just take the 150 on Sayin, though, but I don't feel like that's a great market. Well, how about you? I gave you a $100 free bet. You had to bet somebody. Who would you take a shot on?
Boy, that's a good call. I think I'd go Sayin just because I think they're going to win next week against Indiana.
Me too.
And I don't think they're going to give it to Jeremiah Love, because I don't think we live in the world of running backs anymore, even though he is the Notre Dame running back. And that would fit the narrative. Oh, we love Notre Dame in college football.
Right.
And they haven't had a Heisman Trophy winner since, I think it's Tim Brown now in the 80s. So, yeah, could that be the guy? I'm not so sure. But, I would take Sayin right now. That's just me looking forward to next week and Ohio State potentially blowing out Indiana in a spot like that. As we go forward now, remember we talked about Minnesota, Wisconsin playing in the snow about 5 minutes ago. Well, they immediately scored a touchdown right after that. And then Wisconsin came back and now they're on the 5-yard line. So it's 10-0 there. Total went from 23.5 to 33.5. The window of opportunity for that over is pretty much out the window in that one. The other games now, Oregon still up 10-0 on Washington. And it looks like Oregon has the ball their end of the field right now. As we see the live betting line there, Oregon 16.5-point favorite in this one, and the total 42.5 there. And yes, LSU and Oklahoma are still at it, ladies and gentlemen, and they're still sitting at 3-3, but Oklahoma has the ball at their own 40 with about 9:56 to go now in the second quarter. As Oklahoma now runs the ball, it looks like they got a big gainer into the LSU side of the field to the LSU 40. So that's in this game, that's a huge gain. LSU Oklahoma total 31.5. Would it be a decent spot? Maybe, just maybe, to go over this total if we think Oklahoma is going to wear, if you think Oklahoma is going to finally get through on LSU.
Based on what I've seen from LSU offensively, no. I would just need so much help from turnovers. And you already got help from turnovers. You got an interception. You got it returned to the 6 or 7 yard line. That resulted in 0 points. LSU just doesn't look up for the challenge. I would still go back to LSU team total under. I gave it out at 13.5 under, double down at under 9.5. I can look in a minute. It can't probably be that far from the 9.5 because you have the whole game to get a touchdown where that beats you at the 9.5. So I guess it's around the 9.5. Still, I'd still look towards under. I just don't see, barring a fluke play, barring something defensively, I mean, anyone can always score one touchdown in a game. It's going to be hard for LSU to do anything. Well, I'd love to pull up the box score and see what they've done, because every time I look up, they're running backwards. They're punting. It's been an absolute disaster from this LSU offense, which is to be expected. I mean, they couldn't move the ball that well last week against Western Kentucky. This Oklahoma defense is really good. So this is about what I expected here from this LSU offense. So to answer your question, no, I don't really want any part of that over.
Total yards so far in this game, Oklahoma 114, LSU 34. But wow. Oklahoma does have 45 yards and penalties to give to LSU. That is what's evened this game out so far, those big penalties. 3-3 now. Oklahoma, 2nd and 19. They just had a holding penalty. They are on the LSU 48 going in. So, yeah, we'll keep an eye on that game, as we're also keeping an eye on Oregon. Up 10-0 on Washington right now. About 4 minutes to go now in the second quarter of that one. Oregon with the ball. Score before halftime here would not be good for this game going forward, as we're seeing Vandy. I could hear the yelling behind me with this Tennessee-Vandy game. So anytime I hear it, I look up at that game. Pavia just runs one about 25 yards into Tennessee territory. 6:40 to go, second quarter here. And Vandy on the move, running the hurry up. First down at the Tennessee 38. Total now live in this game, 80.5, Will. That's closing line value, you think?
Yeah, we keep going up, and I don't know what number you'd have to tell me where I'd say, wow, I want to bet the under. It's not 80.5, and we are going to get a play here. Pavia just picked up a 3rd and 4, a huge scramble, picked up about 20-something yards, but we're going to go backwards here because we got a holding on Vandy. We'll see if Tennessee, who got a negative play on the play, will accept the penalty. My guess is you would and make it 1st and 20, and this is one of those games. Like, Vandy had Tennessee 3rd and 13 on offense last drive. No problem. Tennessee converts. Tennessee scores a touchdown. Even at 1st and 20, these teams are going to have a hard time getting a stop. Maybe to even things out, these teams should just start 1st and 20, 1st and 30, and then see if the defense has a chance, because these defenses, ever since the first few minutes where you had a little bit of a feeling out process, a turnover, this has just been a game of Madden where these teams are trading scores. So 1st and 20, Vandy is inside midfield on the Tennessee side of the field here. And we'll stay with the play for a second as Pavia takes the snap back to pass. And he's got a receiver, but it's broken up. It's going to be 2nd and 20. And here's the situation, Brad. You can't afford to punt the ball back. With how bad your defense has been, it's hard to punt the ball back down 7, because you can figure, next time I touch the ball, next time I see it, I'm going to be down 14. And talk about sometimes with these games, it's like a game of tennis where you just feel like you have to score every time. You have to hold serve. Vandy will get the ball to start the third quarter. Keep that in mind. But boy, Vandy might have that might have been a bad break. Looked like a little interference or holding on the Tennessee secondary there that was not called. I know Lee, the Vandy coach, not happy about that, Brad.
Absolutely. Now Vandy 2nd and 20 on the Tennessee 48, and Pavia back again, running around as he does, and he'll go out of bounds after about a 1 yard gain there. So it'll be a 3rd down, but we do have a flag. We'll see what that's about. And Oklahoma, as only Oklahoma does, they punt when they're on the LSU side of the field, pinning LSU back inside their own 20. Still 3-3, LSU and Oklahoma. We love it down in Norman. Your thoughts as we go to, we get out of here and head to the next hour where we look at some night games coming up, Will.
It's going to be holding on Vandy. It's hard to believe Tennessee, Vandy, and Oklahoma, LSU is not only the same sport, but the same conference. One game is going to have like 100 points. The other game is going to have 13 points. Hard to believe.
Yeah, it is a tale of two cities today between Norman, Oklahoma, and Knoxville, Tennessee. That is for sure. But here we are on a Live Bet Saturday, getting you down on some of these games from a handicapping perspective. I am Brad Taylor along with Will Hill. Coming up top of the next hour, let's look at some of these night games. And if you can smell some stinkers coming around the horizon, by gollies, they are coming for me. I can promise you that. That's all coming up right here. Live Bet Saturday, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.